It's the biggest prison in the Americas and will be home to 40,000 inmates, including some of the most violent people on the continent. President Nayib Bukele was given a special tour of the jail at Tekelua, built in just 7 months. He was shown the 7 security rings, from the watchtowers and electric fences to the solid steel isolation cells.
It's important to remember that the people that will be held here, the terrorists who will be here, are the highest ranking members of the gangs, the historic leaders.
El Salvador has a gang problem. In March last year, the government declared a state of emergency to fight it. Previous efforts to break the gangs in El Salvador's overcrowded jails haven't worked. Even with 24-hour lockdowns, stripping and humiliating inmates, even putting rival gangs into overcrowded cells together, they were still able to run their operations on the outside and smuggle in phones, computers, guns, even prostitutes. Then last year, police and army arrested more than 62,000 suspected gang members and those that work with them. But the crackdown has led human rights organizations to complain innocent people are being scooped up, civil rights are being ignored. But ordinary people, tired of gang violence, say they're happy with the changes it's bringing.
I like them because at least now we feel safe. Before, we always thought something could happen to us. Before, we trusted no one. Now we feel safer.
With 60,000 people already in jail, El Salvador has 2% of its adult population behind bars, the highest incarceration rate in the world. The prison will start accepting new inmates in the coming days. They will be guarded by around 600 troops and 250 police officers. It will, say the authorities, be impossible to escape. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera.